The groups were seeking to halt the passage of three bills: House Bill 4240 relating to the Uniform Controlled Substance Act, House Bill 4576 increasing penalties for transporting controlled substances, and House Bill 4578 creating a criminal offense for conspiracy to violate drug laws. Reverend Matthew J. Watts with the NAACP says while he understands the intentions of these bills, the end result will be higher incarceration rates for minorities.
And it's going to not only cause a growth in our prison population, drain money away from education, job training, substance abuse type programs, and just fill up our prisons that are already overcrowded. The NAACP has trying to bring those bills to light so people will pay a little bit more attention to them.
All three bills are on second reading in the House today and up for a vote Tuesday. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Rob Engel in Charleston.